T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Thursday. Hope you're having a safe drive in this morning. And we're talking about football, talking about Atlanta United as they head out onto the road against Orlando City on Sunday. Big Brave series in Miami opening tonight. A lot going on. Rookie minicamp for the Atlanta Falcons. The college football is never very far away from our thoughts. Matter of fact, let's see what my disease says here today. We are... Where's my dew walker? College football. Where's my countdown? Did I lose my countdown? Oh, no, there it is.
Nobody knows you, John Freaky.
Now I got it here. College football, 107 days, 4 hours, and 36 minutes to college football. Right? Just saying. 107 days, 4 hours, 36 minutes to college football. That's a ways away. Okay, I know. But still, I can't help myself. I have to do the countdown. I usually don't get to it to about 100 days, and then I'm like 99, 98, 97. Saturday, August 25th on your calendar is the first day of college football this year, by the way. And I had somebody, because I tweeted it out like a couple of weeks ago, and somebody wrote me back and said, those aren't real college football games, because it's like Hawaii and Colorado State, you know, for example, Hugh. Is that not a real college football game?
I mean, they are. I mean, it's just it's just funny how some people are about their college football. And how they feel like, you know, just because their team or their conference isn't playing, that, you know, nobody else really counts but me. So, yeah, that's kind of funny to me.
So in this offseason where we get into kind of the silly season of things, CBS took it upon themselves to rank all of the college football coaches in America in the FBS, all right, the 65 Power 5 leagues, okay? So the 65, rank them 1 through 65. The dead last, by the way, it was just mentioned, was David Beatty at Kansas, who's in Kansas, that football program is a disaster. They're 3-33 in their last 3 years, but they don't care in Kansas as long as the basketball team's winning. They couldn't care less about football. And now it wouldn't shock you as to now these are the coaches for this year, Hugh. Who is number one according to CBS? Take a wild Hugh Douglas guess as to who they rate as the number one coach in college football.
Come on, man, that's a no brainer. Your boy down there in Tuscaloosa.
All right, so and number two might be his
your boy up there in Ohio.
Yeah, his arch rival. And number three might be Dabo Swinney. I think most people could get 1 through 3, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it gets interesting in their rankings because they rank Jimbo Fisher 4th. I'm going to stop right there for a second. He's got a national title, but he's going to Texas A&M. They paid him like he's the 4th best coach in America. I don't doubt that Jimbo could coach. But Texas A&M is a weird spot, dude. I'm telling you, there's something there that just doesn't click. I don't know what it is about A&M that doesn't click, but it just doesn't click there in College Station. I don't know why. That's historically, they get off to, will Jimbo do the A&M thing? Is it Jimbo that's the solution here? Because
well, I remember when we were talking about it when Kevin Sumlin was there. The issue was, well, it sounded like we were basically saying that the issue was they didn't do a good job of recruiting their own in Texas with all that talent that they had there. So hopefully with Jimbo Fisher going there, he can change that. And that's what I kind of got from it, is that they didn't do a really good job of recruiting the talent that was in the state. So hopefully he can do a better job of that.
Well, if he's the 4th best coach in America, he's going to have to prove it, because A&M has historically been, you know, 7-0 and ranked number one, and then they end up like 8-4. You know, I mean, that's Texas A&M. So if he really is the 4th best coach in America, then Alabama's got a problem, because Texas A&M is about to be good. Chris Peterson at Washington, number 5. Gary Patterson at TCU, number 6. Then David Shaw at Stanford, number 7. Then comes Kirby Smart. Pardon me. Smart comes in at number 8. And anybody have any problem with that? The Kirby should be higher or lower than Fisher at 4, Peterson at 5, Patterson at TCU at 6. David Shaw at Stanford at 7. I mean.
For what Coach Smart has been able to do in such a short period of time,
mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's fair. I think that is extremely fair.
I do too. Now, rounding out the top 10 is James Franklin at Penn State, and James Franklin has done a marvelous job at Penn State. It's the one between Kirby Smart at 8 and James Franklin at 10 that has some people scratching their heads. At number nine, Chip Kelly.
That had me scratching my head. When you were talking about this list, it had me scratching my head because it's like, what has Chip Kelly done in the last couple of years? Oh, yeah, he's screwed up the Philadelphia Eagles organization. He did that by trading away key players on the squad. And, oh, yeah, he just got done serving his suspension from college football for doing some clandestine-type situation out there when he was in Oregon. So, what has he done to make him on top of the list?
Yeah, at number nine.
Oh, he got paid, though, didn't he?
He got paid.
He got paid. That's what that is.
And here's another thing about Chip Kelly. Now, Chip Kelly, for all I know, could be a great football coach. And I say that in all sincerity. He could be a great football coach.
He was a great college football coach.
Well, I'm not even sure that that's the case because I'm scratching my head a little bit here. I want to go back to Oregon. Look, Mark Belotti and that crew set that up, okay? You know, set Chip Kelly up for success. Kelly takes over. It turns out, you look at Kelly's staff and what he had on his staff, and look, the mark of a great head coach is to have a great staff. If Scott Frost is really that good a coach, Scott Frost was his offensive coordinator. You know, sometimes you could just have great coordinators and you just stand around going, you do this, you do this. You know, that's the job of the head coach. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have great coordinators, maybe you're not that great a coach.
Yeah, but I guess a good general – no, wait a minute. A good leader surrounds himself by some good generals. So, I mean, you got to be able to – you got to be flexible. I think if you're going to be the good commander-in-chief, you got to be a little bit flexible. So, I mean, to have some good people around you – I think that's a sign of a good leader. So there's always that. So he's probably a good coach. I think he's a good coach.
Well, we'll find out if he's number nine in America at UCLA. That's another program. It's sort of like Texas A&M, which is a gross underachiever. UCLA is a gross underachieving program. They have – Southern California is still the richest recruiting area in the country, and they have been just very average. You know, when was the last time you thought about UCLA being in the national title hunt, right?
Been a while.
Maybe since, you know, Cade McNown had that one run 1 year. That's it. Some of the others are interesting in the list. Dan Mullen comes in at number 13. Of course, he's now the head coach at Florida. Gus Malzahn comes in at number 14. Gus Malzahn's ranked as the number 14 coach. He had a great year at Auburn last year. I know they had a disappointing end in the loss to Central Florida, but they won the SEC West, right, and they went to the SEC title game, beat Alabama, comes in as the number 14 coach, and there are still fans down at Auburn who want him fired. They just don't like Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, because the bar is so high. I mean, think about that, John. You got Alabama and all the other teams that are in the SEC. The bar is just high in the SEC. It's real high.
Mark Richt checks in at number 17 for Miami, one spot ahead of Jim Harbaugh. Is the bloom off the rose that Jim Harbaugh is now ranked? There was a couple of years ago where Jim Harbaugh was like third, right? He was ranked as the third best college coach.
Yeah, and he got paid like he was the third best college coach. He got broke off.
But
he hasn't beat Ohio State. Well, who else hasn't beaten the Big Ten? Was it Wisconsin? But I know he hasn't beaten Ohio State since
he's
been there.
He's one and something against Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State. He's got one win against those three teams.
Yeah, that's not good, especially when you're the Wolverines and he's supposed to come back and resurrect the program. That's not good. So if you only got one win and they gave you a ton of bread, yeah, the rose is off the bloom.
All right, so in picking the top 65 coaches in the country, 1 through 65, CBS, and they did this. It's posted up at CBSSports.com. They did this last night. Saban, Meyer, Sweeney, Fisher, Peterson, top five. Kirby at number 8. Again, Mullen, 13. Malzahn, 14. Rick, 17. You can see the full list on their website. Harbaugh, 18. Some of the other notables that I saw on the list, Brian Kelly at Notre Dame, 27. And there's a lot of mixed reviews about Brian Kelly. I keep expecting this is the year that Brian Kelly is going to be done. Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech checks in at number 32, halfway through the list. Will Muschamp at South Carolina at number 37. Jeremy Pruitt checks in at 57, way, 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 way down the list. Of course, he's got his hands full at UT. And as we mentioned, 65 and last is David Beatty at Kansas. 64 next to last is Herm Edwards at Arizona State. And they say something that I forgot Coach Edwards was at
Arizona State.
You know, what their line was about Herm Edwards, and I tend to agree with it. This is either the greatest hire Arizona State has ever made, or it's the worst hire they've ever made. I don't know which way this is going to go. I hope because I like him so much that Herm Edwards knocks it out of the park.
They like him because he's going to be a maker of young men. He's going to make them better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.